Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. God calls us to worship in the name of the one who made us. God calls us to worship in the name of the one who saves us. God calls us to worship in the name of the one who gives us power. We come to worship one God, three in one. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Dear God, we call on you because we know that you love us. You created us to love you and care for one another. We ask for your help and guidance. Today, we worship you by singing songs, hearing scripture, and praying with all our hearts. Help us to remember how much you love us. Amen.
Please be seated. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Loving God, we love you and want you to live with us. You.
Remember that God does not like our sins, but never stops loving us. Children of God, believe the good news. Because of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen.
Thank you. So good morning, everyone. Before we have the children's sermon, I would like to recognize some special people that make this program happen and that make Wonderful Wednesdays happen. Their names were supposed to be printed in the bulletin, but due to some technical difficulties, the internet, the email did not come through. Several emails didn't come through. So I would, at this time, like to recognize the Wonderful Wednesday leaders with the preschool group, T.C. Faust. Please stand and come up here. You deserve it. Wanda Newland. Sorry. Betsy Adams. And then with the older group, Mickey McClure. And a youth helper, Lauren Cook. So please come up. A lot of work and time goes into lesson planning and music. And as I say, every time we perform, I cannot do any of this because I have no musical talents. So without them, this would not happen. So thank you, ladies, for helping. Children, what do you have to say?
Thank you.
All right, and I have a little something for each of you. Carter, will you come give this to Miss Teesy? Ava, will you go give that to Miss Wanda? Give them a hug and tell them thank you, too. Logan, will you give that to Miss Betsy? Gemma, will you give this to, yes, Lauren? And Eloise, will you give this to Miss Mickey? All right, thank you, ladies. Can we give them a round of applause? All right, so our theme today is God Loves Us. We are focusing on a lot of the songs that the children learned at Vacation Bible School. You'll hear about the theme in a minute from Jacob. But today I have some cards that the children are going to pass out as a reminder to you all. Some of you will get some, but they've been instructed not to pass it out to any moms and dads of their moms and dads to find two new people. But it says, God loves us. God loves you. And that was our lesson this summer at Vacation Bible School. God loves us no matter what. God loves us when others don't. God loves us and takes our worries away. So I want you all to always remember that. And at this time, I'll invite all the children up to get some cards to pass out to members of the congregation. great. Thank you. I hope you all take that home and put it on your windowsill or somewhere, and always let that be a reminder that God does love you. Now, children, please make praying hands, and we're going to say a prayer. After our prayer, you can go up and take your place back on the risers and on the stage, okay? All right. Dear God, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for loving us when others don't. Thank you for loving us and taking our worries away. And thank you most of all for sending your son. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, go ahead and take your places.
During Vacation Bible School this past summer, the children heard about Paul's dangerous journey to share the truth. Paul dedicated his life to share the truth about Jesus. The children heard stories about Paul's second missionary journey, Paul and Silas being beaten and thrown into prison, Paul and Silas being pursued by an angry mob, and Paul preaching about Jesus. Paul was sent to Athens, a godless city where he was alone. It would have been easy for Paul to keep a low profile, to remain silent, but he couldn't. His life goal was to tell as many people as possible about Jesus, no matter what dangers he faced. During Bible school, the kids were challenged to share their faith in Jesus, just as Paul did. Today, you will hear Bible verses and songs that will help you remember that God loves us all. God loves us and takes care of us. God loves us when others don't, and that God loves us and sent his son, Jesus. We hope you enjoy.
Psalm 145:9. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation.
Yes, it's true. We'll never doubt it. Stand up and shout.
1 Peter 5:7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you.
John 3:16. For God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
So that everyone who believes Please stand as you are able and join me in saying what we believe. Who are you? Who are we?
We are children of God.
Even though all of us have turned away from God and fallen into sin,
God never stops loving us.
God sent Jesus to be our Messiah, the anointed one who rescues us from sin. He taught people not to fear, but to trust always in God.
He preached the good news of God's love and gave everyone hope for a new life.
Who are we?
We are people who believe the good news about Jesus.
Who are you?
I am a child of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for that you have promised to hear our prayers when we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for caring about the things that concern us. And today we bring before you all of our burdens and needs and ask that you would help us. Please help the sick and hurting. Please help those who cry and grieve. Please help those who are hungry and homeless. Please help those who are sad and lonely. Lord, we also give you our thanks for all of your blessings to us. We thank you for our church and our church family. We thank you for our families and for everyone who loves us. We thank you for our community and everyone that keeps us safe and healthy. Thank you most of all for your love and grace that you have shown us in Jesus Christ, who long ago taught his followers to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God through the gifts that we present in God's holy name.
Jesus, fall on Jesus. Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. And to Jesus and
let us pray. Dear God, thank you for all the gifts you have given us and for all the ways that you help us. Please bless what we give and use always for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us join in the benediction. We are the church. We are the church.
We are the church.
Go in peace.